If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for Friday morning food talk. Taste of Chicago is back. It's here, and the program director for Taste is Neil Heitz. Neil, good morning. For people familiar with the Taste every year, is it more of same, new things? What are you predicting for this year?
Good morning, Bob. Well, 45 years of Taste of Chicago tradition, and we're always recooking up something new down here. Even the vendors that have been here for a long time, they reinvent their menus. They come up with new items. We've got over nearly 60 food vendors down here, with each about 6-7 menu items. So there's really a diverse range of offerings in terms of food.
Are you in the park already?
Yeah, I'm on the Ferris wheel right now as I'm calling it.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's new this year, too. 112-story Ferris wheel.
Hours Friday, today, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you do. 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Free admission, but remember, only credit cards are accepted by all the food vendors. So no food tickets are sold. Is that right?
Right. So now we are a cashless, ticketless system. So you could use your card at our food vendor booths, our beverage booths, certainly the merchandise booths, and the Ferris wheel as well.
So if you only have a short amount of time to spend at Taste, what would you hit?
Sure.
What are the highlights?
Well, I think there's a lot to see, right? So you come down. Don't forget, Taste of Chicago, we have $6 Taste of portions. So you come down. You can check out tasteofchicago.us, maybe map out a few of the restaurants that you wanted to check out. Have a plan. So when you show up, come through the event. We've got a great local stage at Jackson and Columbus. The Goose Island stage will be playing all Chicago-made artists all day long, so you could certainly stop by and check out that. If you've got some kids with you, we've got a really excellent family village that allows different activities and crafts and fun stuff like that. Like I did say, we do have the Ferris wheel back this year, so that's a pretty impressive piece of machinery we've got out here. We've got the karaoke stage this year, Bob. And, I Will Survive is probably going to be sung at least 8,000 times while we're down here. So, like I said, you just come out here. There's a lot to see and do, a lot of interesting things. The Goose Island rail car, like 1960s train car they're serving beer out of. I mean, just cool stuff to look at and check out as you walk through the event.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the music highlights, and there's a lot of that this year, isn't there?
There is. There's a lot of music. The main stage, Friday night, tonight, we've got Chicago's own Lupe Fiasco, tomorrow JoJo, and then Elvis Crespo, the Suavemente Elvis Crespo on Sunday night. But that's just the main stage. There's, like I said, the Goose Island stage, the summer dance area is going on, shake and move all day long. So there really is a lot of activity down here to come check out. And like I said, like you said, it's free admission. So why not stop through? It's like a rite of passage, right? Come on back down to Taste of Chicago.
Yeah, all weekend starting today, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. I noticed 7 or 8 new restaurants this year.
Yeah, there's even more than that, actually, Bob. We've got a lot of good vendors down here that represent a really wide range of culinary offerings, a real diverse palette, if you will. This isn't just a fried dough festival. There's some really unique, interesting menu items from a wide range of culture. And I mean, that's what makes Chicago great, right? The Chicago is the culinary capital of the world. So we could offer a really diverse menu. I think it gives people a lot of good choices.
Yeah, I remember covering Taste for Channel 2, doing the live shots from the park, and it was always 100 degrees, and people were walking around in tank tops eating turkey legs that weighed about 20 pounds. Remember?
So anybody that came down to Taste and sweat over a garbage can while they ate can absolutely look forward to 65 degrees, sunny, beautiful, cool weather down here.
Yeah.
And it's just a really pleasant experience. So thank you to all the weather forecasters in Chicago for making this happen.
Good eating weather. Neil Heitz, Taste of Chicago Program Director. Have fun, and thank you for telling us about Taste this year, Neil.
You got it, Bob. Have a great day.
You too.